This is PolitiFact Florida. I'm Steve Newborn. A lot of big promises came up before this year's legislative session in Tallahassee. House Speaker Richard Corcoran of Land O'Lakes said this way back in November.
On your desks are the most aggressive, transformative rules in the history of the Florida legislature. These rules make us a national leader in transparency and accountability.
But when it came to the state's massive education bill, a lot of people say that was hammered out behind closed doors in the last days of the session. So Corcoran took to Twitter saying, "Time to end the myth of legislation negotiated in secret." Let's check out the truth of that statement with Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida. Hey, Josh.
Hi, Steve.
Was Corcoran being transparent or opaque?
Well, interesting way to put that. We rated this claim false. This was a $419 million bill. 278 pages. There were 55 different bills worth of things crammed into this. And for the legislative process, there's usually companion bills that go with something. It was filed, and then it passed two House committees. It actually did pass the House, 79-38. But the problem is the Senate didn't agree on the language. So this had to go to conference. Now, conference is usually when they hammer out exactly how much money is going to be allocated to these things. 3 days before the total state budget had to be turned in to end the session on time, they still hadn't decided on the language. And then Corcoran and Joe Negron from the Senate didn't talk about it until May 6th in public, and then only for 10 minutes. And then it passed both the House and the Senate, has now been sent to the governor. So this idea that it was really discussed out in the open, that's not true.
All right, now, Florida has a really strict sunshine law. It bans most city and county officials from meeting in secret to hash out any kind of legislation. But that doesn't pertain to the legislature here, does it?
Florida Sunshine Law does ban city or county commissioners from meeting in secret to hash out legislation. But two legislators are allowed to meet in private under some very narrow circumstances before voting in public on legislation. So in this case, they were allowed to do it.
All right, stay tuned. Josh Corcoran also took to Twitter to claim in 140 characters or less that the $24 billion allocation for education is the greatest investment in education in Florida history. Yeah, really?
We called this one half true, and the $24 billion, as far as we can tell, is the highest amount of money that the state of Florida has ever spent on pre-K through 12th grade education. Corcoran's office would not tell us exactly what they were counting every year. But, you know, one thing we do know, the very common measure of per pupil spending through the education budget is actually at the highest it has ever been, $20.4 billion. But that's something you would expect to go up every year because the school system keeps growing. These things are not set in stone. The governor still has to sign them. And also, you know, this is for very targeted programs, schools of hope, right. Best and brightest stuff,
very
all sorts of early learning programs and so forth. And also, you know, keep in mind, per pupil education spending has not kept up with inflation. It's barely more than it was 10 years ago, and it would need to be much higher, and is still a couple thousand below the $10,700 national average per pupil spending.
All right, things are not always what they may seem in Tallahassee, right?
Right, well, it is very hard to keep up with the numbers, that's for sure.
All right, Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida, thanks for showing us how the sausage was made.
Well, I'll tell you, Steve, they are still making it, so stay tuned.